This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a very special shout goes out, as always, to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe right now. Now, you can, everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch, we want to make sure that we tell you thank you for helping keep America rolling along. That goes for our over-the-road 18-wheel truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as the ones going down into the hurricane-ravaged zone of Florida, delivering supplies down there. Thank you for what you're doing. Now, let's not forget our bulk mail haulers that are out there running some risks, too, taking mail into some places that are still affected by the hurricane. And we appreciate you, Felix, and your group of drivers and what you're doing. Now, also, the suicide jockeys hauling the gas, hauling the diesel, hauling the jet fuel, wherever it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon, our warehouse workers in Amazon that are listening to us, thanks very much, as well as the drivers out there delivering for Amazon. Thanks very much for tuning in. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're also on Parler. We're also on Gab. We're also on Getter. We're also on True Social. We're also on Twitter as Captains America. That's Captains America. Now, don't forget to check us out at our website, either the Captains America Third Watch.com. That's the Captains America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us right now, we have the man, the myth, the legend. It's Rod Edwards. Aha! They've been waiting for 4.5 hours to do that.
All right.
Thank you, gang. Okay, calm down. Back in your cages. Thank you very much. Okay, there you go.
Nice people there, eh?
Oh, they are. And it's a nice morning to be out on the porch here. It's, let's see, right now it's 77 degrees, partly cloudy skies, but it's really nice out there to be sipping a cup of coffee. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, before we start with our talking points here, I want to mention to everybody, Donald Trump, on the 6th of November at 5 p.m. down in Miami at the Miami-Dade County Fair and Exposition Center. He'll be there. That's on Corral Way in Miami, Florida. You can get directions from your satellite thing when you hop in the vehicle to go down there and make sure you get to see him. Now, you want to get there early. If you want to see what's going on, you want to get there early. This stadium will seat and stand about 20,000, this exposition, but everybody else will be outside watching on on big screens and listening on sound. So the big speakers. So you want to get there early if you want to get in. The doors will open at, let's see here. The doors will open at 5 p.m. So there you go. Now, President Donald Trump will be speaking. And, Ron, I know if you could be there, you'd be there, right?
I probably would be there, absolutely. Trump's a good guy, and it's always an exciting event when he shows up. And you meet a lot of great people at those Trump rallies.
Yeah, you do. I've had a lot of good fortune there. You sure do. It's not what the mainstream media would lead you to think.
Absolutely.
Now, yesterday, Chief Justice John Roberts granted President Trump a temporary stay on the release of his records to the House Ways and Means Committee. Good job by the Chief Justice.
Yeah, good and surprising job. I'm very surprised that he did that. But it's good because, first of all, before we get into more of the details, I just think that it's very political, very unfair, or whatever you want to say, is for them to go after his records like that. It's political. It's, in my belief, an orientation for them to go after him in such a manner. Because they don't like the guy, because he's a nationalist, because he wants to seal the borders and things of that nature, and these nasty people want to find some way to try to destroy him. And because a lot of people don't know how taxing and things of that nature works with people on that level economically, it could easily be misconstrued to the American people just to make him look bad. So I'm glad he got the temporary stay. It's only temporary, but in the interim, there could be a change, I don't know, after the midterm elections. Good for now.
Yeah.
But one of the statements he said to Judge Roberts, upon consideration of the application of counsel for the application, it is so ordered that the mandate of the United States Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit case number 21-5982 is hereby stayed, pending further order of the undersigned or of the court, requesting that the committee respond before Thursday, November 10th at high noon.
High noon, time for the gunfight.
Yeah.
All right, well, hold that thought, Mr. Ron, and folks, I'll be right back with more in the Captain's America Third Watch with Ron Edwards. And don't forget that when he does come back, we're going to have an Edwards notebook, so if you want to hear that, and I'll be right back with more. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Chehi Boutique Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at Moss Family Automotive. Moss Family Automotive with all those Nissan dealerships and, of course, the Acura dealership, too, on North Florida Avenue. But their Nissan dealerships start out in Crystal River. Then they have the flagship store at Newport Richey at 1954. Then they have the other store here in Tampa on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Acura dealership. And the all-brand-new Moss Nissan, and I mean brand-new in Brooksville, Suncoast Parkway, Suncoast Expressway, just east on State Route 50, maybe 100 yards on the right-hand side. Beautiful store. Brand new. Stop in, check them out. Tell them the captain sent you. And oh, by the way, in case you haven't heard, one of the reasons people flock to Moss Nissan is pretty simple. The You Serve, You Save program. We're all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, regardless of whether or not you're a police officer, EMS, or firefighter, and church pastors, too, get a great deal given to them. So if you fall into that category, go there and check it out. The other thing is you'll get Moss Care. Yep, Moss Care for the life of the vehicle. Free oil changes and tire rotations. How about that? Doesn't get any better, folks. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Okay, it is time for an Edwards Notebook, and here we go.
If you were born in the United States and care about this republic and what may be left behind for your children and children's children, stay tuned. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook brought to you by Constitutional Grounds Coffee. By now, I'm sure you are aware that according to the L.A. Times, 40% of all workers in L.A. County, which amounts to 10.2 million people, are working and being paid under the table via cash, thus avoiding taxes. Are mostly illegal border crossers allowed to work without a green card? 95% of warrants for murder in Los Angeles are for illegal border crossers. 75% of thugs on the most wanted list in Los Angeles are illegal border crossers. Over two-thirds of all births in Los Angeles County are to illegal alien Mexicans on Medi-Cal, whose births were paid for by taxpayers. Nearly 35% of all inmates in California detention centers are Mexican nationals. It seems as if they are here illegally with the permission of many federal government officials. If this trend does not end very soon, our exceptional nation republic will be lost forever. I'm Ron Edwards. Check out the Ron Edwards American Experience Talk Show to find out where. Go to theronedwards.com.
Sponsored by the Tri-County Liberty Coalition.
And let's not forget, there's something called the Constitutional Grounds Constitutional Coffee. Now, it just so happens that yours truly has got a Constitutional Grounds Coffee Turvis Tumbler Iced Coffee right here. And here I go. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, boy. I have that full every day, at least once, and drink it at night. There's still some left in it. And I save it, and when Ron comes on, that's part of my effect. Because Constitutional Grounds Coffee is the real deal. It doesn't bite. It's not bitter. And I'll tell you, I've had a lot of coffees, and I'm a great coffee drinker and love to drink coffee. And Mr. Ron Edwards tells us that Constitutional Grounds is
the coffee you want in your cup.
There was that masked man. There he went. There went that masked man. All right. We've got a caller, and I want to take the caller right now. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Mary from St. Petersburg.
Mary. Mary.
Hey. I was just wondering if anyone had heard Tucker Carlson last night. I think 140 acres of land in Levy County, Florida, had been bought by the Chinese for animal research. I think if America doesn't wake up to Chinese taking over Smithfield, foods, and other places, we will lose the country forever. Why is everyone taking baby steps towards progress? We're not going to get the country back if we keep up at this pace. But thank you.
Well, I think part of it, Ron, is because we're not paying attention.
Well, we're not paying attention, and we have officials who don't give a rip, including, in my opinion, the governor of Georgia. He's a pretty good governor in many ways, but I think that the current governor of Georgia is very, very, he cozies up too much to China, and that was one of the complaints about him in the past, and I think it's still a problem. And not only in Georgia, but in other places too, Wisconsin and other states. In fact, I read recently that the Chinese and other foreign nationals own, and Bill Gates, own more farmland than American farmers right now.
Well,
that is sick. I'm talking about American, like family-owned farmers.
The biggest owner of land that could be deemed agricultural multi-use in the state of Florida is the Mormon Church.
Okay, but I'm speaking of the nation overall.
Okay, mm-hmm. I was trying to translate that. I'd have to find out. I think the Mormon Church should give them a run for their money, but we'll see.
Okay, well, at least the Mormon Church is headquartered here in the United States.
Salt Lake City.
Yeah, and they're pro-American. But outside of that, Bill Gates and the Chinese own more farm agricultural land than family farmers.
Mm-hmm.
And that is horrible, that is sick. And why our government would allow an enemy such as China, who was hell-bent on ruling over this hemisphere and getting a good foothold and being able to do it, especially now with what happened in Brazil. Why this government allows it, I don't understand it.
All right, well, I'm going to jump down here a little bit because we got something very interesting, and I can't wait to see if this is in fact going to happen. But former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is going to apparently be returned to power after exit polls show him leading in Tuesday's election. And if that's the case, yippee-yo, Kal Patty.
Yeah, it's a positive step back in the right direction for Israel, because his opponent was kind of a intelligent version of Joe Biden. And that was not going to play good for Israel. And I understand that Netanyahu is himself is a globalist, but he is a pro-Israel globalist.
Oh yeah,
and he believes in a strong military and standing up to the whatever enemy is trying to.
He backed Russia down a number of times.
Yes.
And he might have slowed China down a little bit too.
Yes. Yeah, because he means business, and a lot of people underestimate the power of Israel because it's a small nation, but a very intelligent nation, and they have a lot of high-tech research that, in some cases, it's above ours.
Now, our Justice Clarence Thomas has delivered a knockout punch when hearing a pro-affirmative action claim. He said, I've heard similar arguments in favor of segregation. And when I took a look at what he was talking about, yeah, that's true.
Absolutely. I got it when I first read that. And I said, yep, he's one that gets it. You know, in many, many years past, there used to be this segregation utilizing affirmative action. They'd get blacks in who were not qualified. Now they're discriminating against people who are qualified, meaning mostly Asians, mm-hmm. and things of that nature, and so because they're trying to water down the quality of education anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, it is another form, in my opinion, of bigotry, civil rights bigotry. So it needs to be abolished.
Now, Elon Musk should be
about merit.
Elon Musk, who's practicing how to be king for a day, had dissolved the Twitter board. He called it a waste of time, and he has now become the sole director and chief complaint hotline operator.
Well, if he does...
That is funny.
It is. And I loved it when he brought in the sink, when he walked in with a sink.
Yeah.
And he was basically telling the leftists, let this sink in. Love his humor. But, eliminating the board of directors and all those individuals, because what were they doing? They were discriminating against free speech.
Boy, were they.
So,
Yeah.
So
all right.
I think it's a good thing.
Now, we will talk to you again on Saturday morning. In the meantime, stay low, and I know you'll stay out of the high water up there.
Absolutely. Take care.
All right.
Bye now.
You too. Thanks very much. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And we always have a lot of fun with Ron. We like to kid a little bit, but he's a good guy to kid with. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Cap.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States, with all its mighty sanctions against Russia for invading Ukraine, is still buying some of her gasoline from Russia. an oil refinery in Sicily owned by Russia's second-largest oil and gas giant, Lukoil, is using 93% Russian crude oil in its production that ultimately makes its way to the United States as gasoline and other refined oil products. Former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is poised to return to power as Israeli TV exit polls reveal Tuesday's election could be delivering a narrow majority to the conservatives. Israelis react to Reuters.
I don't know who is better and who is not better, but I know that what we have before Lapid, I don't want to hear his name and I don't want to think about it.
I'm going to vote in Bibi Netanyahu. I hope that he makes the government.
USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Insurance? Did somebody say insurance? Well, we're going to talk a little sports first, and then we'll throw the insurance in at the end. But we've got Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Yep. There he is. Good morning.
Good morning, Captain Matt Bruce. Hump Day Wednesday. And talking about Hump Day, the Phillies blast the Astros and take a 2-1 World Series lead.
Yay!
They swung for the fences, man, and they connected. And so maybe they have a good World Series lead, 2-1. Captain, Tennessee, the Volunteers, top of the rankings. I had a feeling that might happen. I talked about that on the show Sunday. You know, but they have a shot now to be the number one ranked team, the way they've been playing. So Michigan's fifth, followed by Alabama and unbeaten TCU. We'll see if TCU can run the table. I don't stir up things in the good old Final Four. So they go to the Final 12, and that'll change everything, and then we'll start complaining why the 13th team didn't make it. It cracks me up, Captain. But anyway, should be very interesting to see. The final rankings will come out on December the 4th, so less than a month away. And you know what else, Captain? It's less than a week away. Our elections. So hopefully they'll get out there and vote. And people getting out there to vote right now. You know, the guy who does the show with me, Captain Scott Levinson, in good old Hillsborough County. He's running for District 1, County Commissioner. So,
against some guy named Harry. against some guy named Harry that's all over television.
Yeah, there you go. All over television, trying to buy it instead of earn it. So anybody out there listening?
He who wants to be seen can be seen. That's what TV's all about. You know that.
Sure. But Scott Levinson, give him a shot.
All right. Sports, please. Sports.
Of course, Captain. Mm-hmm. Of course. The Nets got likely going to get a new head coach in Udoka. He's a good coach, Captain. Mm-hmm. Curious to see how he'll do up there in New Jersey. And we got a few basketball fans who listen to the show.
Mm-hmm.
And the Steelers agree to trade Mr. Claypool to the Chicago Bears.
Yeah.
How about that? He was a great wide receiver for the Steelers, and then Big Ben's last year, they didn't quite connect. And now with Chase Claypool and the new kid Pickett from Panthers to the Pittsburgh Steelers, I guess they figured the new kid Pickens and a few other wide receivers can take over.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to help the Bears out. We'll see what they do the rest of the year. So, now the thing that happened, Captain, the Bills added some more running back depth up there in Buffalo. They're going for it all this year, Captain. They're going for the Super Bowl.
Good.
Running back Hines, he's from the Colts. He's a good receiving running back. And he'll help out the Bills out of the backfield. Just for Josh Cam dump downs. Instead of always having to, try to extend plays, you can just slip it to him and see what he can do. So mm-hmm. that should help out Buffalo immensely. Also, the Broncos are trading Chubb to the Dolphins. Good linebacker. Dolphins can use a little defensive help.
Mm-hmm.
So that should help bolster them and try to make a final push to win that division. Or chances are, I can't think they can win that division against Buffalo, but they could maybe make a lock cut. So we'll see what happens for Miami Dolphins in that division. So that's, hockey's in full gear. The Lightning won last night, Captain. They did a nice job. So that was pretty cool. So hopefully they'll keep it going and make it happen. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Captain, do you think they're going to turn it around? That's the question of the day. This weekend, they got to play the LA Rams. They just got spanked by the San Francisco 49ers, who own them, it seems like. Just seem to have their number. Super Bowl champs last year. I don't think it's going to happen this year. KC's looking good. I think the winner out of the AFC is KC or Buffalo right now. If they win it, I don't see anybody from the NFC being able to beat them. Not saying it can't happen, but that's how I see it going down. You see it any differently right now, Cal?
I think Buffalo is a team to beat.
Yeah, I do too. Mm-hmm. They just seem to have it all going on. They're going to either beat you with defense or offense. Whatever they have to do on any given day. It's amazing to see, how the Packers have gone down and how the Bucks have gone down. I knew there'd be some of a transition, but not to this extreme. Minnesota's looking good. If they can keep putting it together, that'd be pretty interesting, Captain. If Minnesota and Buffalo could make it to the Super Bowl, there's two franchises are, more than 0-4 in Super Bowls. One of them will finally win one. I'd kind of like to see that happen. I don't like seeing a franchise go that many times and not win it. So that'd be an interesting state of affairs. But the Philadelphia Eagles, I shouldn't have run them out. But I think you have to pass the ball. It's still in today's game effectively to win it all. And that's why I think Buffalo has the edge over Philly. But they sure do run the heck out of the ball, Captain.
Mm-hmm. So,
very important also. Well, you said we'd talk a little insurance. Let's do that for just a couple minutes here, Captain, if we can. It is Medicare season. I know everybody out there listening is getting all the TV ads, like we talked about TV earlier in our conversation. And a lot of choices to be made. A lot of insurance companies out there vying for your business. You really have to sit down with a qualified agent such as myself to go over all the plans and see what's going to be best for you. What's going to fit everything for you, from your drug and prescription coverage to see what you're taking, what the cost is going to be, what your co-pays are going to be, how often you see a specialist. Is it more important to get your money back on your Social Security check, or is it more important to have less deductibles if you have a feeling that you're going to have a rough year?
I got shocked with one of the companies because the stuff the company before was paying for, I wound up having to pay for a lot of it through a deductible
that the other one I didn't have to do that with, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's amazing how that can happen sometimes, Captain. And you just got to stay on top of it from the formulary. And, you know, there's tone and hold, there's coverage gaps. There's so much to it. It's confusing. It's a maze. I've been doing it for a lot of years. I've helped out thousands of people. You know, I'm in the Tampa Bay area. It's real simple. All you have to do is just give me a call, 813-966-1052. Anybody else out there listening, if you have a question or two, feel free to call me. We can try to help you out and find out what's in your county. There's a lot of particulars on which county you live in, Captain, because of demographics and senior citizen population and how much the insurance companies, you know, can get as far as members so they can, you know, take care of the bills, you know, for everybody and have enough in reserves. It's a pool of money that's put together, and that's how we do it. And I know you're familiar with that. So it's real simple. Please give me a call, Patrick Island, 813-966-1052. We're 30 days away pretty much, you know, before you won't have a chance to really make any changes. I don't want to see that happen to you. So give me a call so we can make sure you get taken care of for all of next year. Again, Patrick Hyland at 813-966-1052. Captain, I look forward to seeing you down in Bradenton tomorrow at Nixon's Fruit Farm. Anybody that would like to meet me in Nixon's Fruit Farms tomorrow and discuss Medicare.
And have an orange on you.
There you go.
Actually, it's orange swirl ice cream down there. Bring your appetite.
Oh, you bet. It's the best, Captain. It's a great place and great atmosphere. And just good people and a great operation for the community. They give back, and that's what we all need to do. We need to get back to 9/12, Captain, as you know, 9/12/2001. So thanks for all our veterans out there that, you know, paid the price and are still paying the price for us and doing a good job, and you're one of those, Captain. So God bless you. Look forward to seeing you and everybody down in the Bradenton area tomorrow. And have a great day, sir, and everybody else. God bless.
Thanks, Patrick. Take care. All right, Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone Insurance quarterback. And again, pretty easy to get a hold of him. 813-966-1052. 813-1066. Oh, wait a minute. I'll get it right in a minute. 813-966-1052. There we go. 813-966-1052. I was going to say I screwed the number up. But oh well. No, he's a good guy. And he's helped me. He's helped a lot of my friends. And he knows what he's doing. So there you go. Just like somebody else I know that's waiting with bated breath on the phone, and he'll be back when I come back. And that's the consumer quarterback, the guy that's got all the answers. If you get into trouble and you need some help and you don't know where to go, this is the place to go, the consumer quarterback. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
By retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Tune in to hear tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens by retired New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch, nightly between 2 and 6 Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
All righty, thank you very much, and we are back on the Captain's America Third Watch, final segment. And on a Wednesday, that means we're going to be talking to the consumer quarterback. But I will do that right after I tell you that this segment is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota, Florida. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, and all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too, and Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs pretty much in Sarasota County and Manatee County. The south side of Pinellas County and Hillsborough County, south side of there. Now remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number is 941-922-2345. Just set up an appointment for service or ask them any questions you want. 941-922-2345. Remember, for you folks out of town, they deliver, they'll set you up, you need parts, whatever you need. All you got to do is call them up at 941-922-2345, tell them what your problem is, and maybe they can work with you and help you. And you'll have the problem solved right there. So again, 941-922-2345. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All righty.
Mr. There he is, Brandon Rhymes. You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I pushed a button and the button bounced on me, so sometimes I don't know if that means I lost connection or not. Now, you get a lot of calls from people that are just upset about things, right?
Oh, yeah.
Lately, one of the biggest complaints is nobody has enough money. Everything is costing more. But fraud, people stealing account numbers from credit cards, people getting check numbers and wiring money to their bank accounts or wherever they're doing it. I mean, just a bunch of nonsense going on here. What do you think?
Yeah, we see an uptick in that, especially whenever their economy changes and there's a shift going on, which there's a shift right now happening. And we see it also in real estate transactions with the closings and the wiring of funds. So wiring of transfers, you got to be real careful, real diligent whenever you're, you know, in that situation. Be careful. There's a lot of scammers out there. Also, they will take our real estate listings and they will make them look like a rental instead of a for sale property that we have, you know, listed through our Keller Williams company. And they will create a fake ad, an advertisement on a property that's not really for rent. And they will, kind of short people out of their deposit money. They'll have them mail money in. So there's a bunch of different scams going on. And you just got to be diligent and just slow down and verify and think about what you're doing. Be real cautious.
Now, it's fair to say that a lot of people suddenly are paying attention to the economy, because when asked which would be the best outcome for the country after the midterm elections, 43% now say they want to see Republicans control both the House and the Senate together. 36% want to maintain Democratic control. 14% want each party to control one House of Congress. And the reason for the wave of support for Republicans is the dissatisfaction with the direction of the country and the Biden economy. 71% say the country is headed in the wrong direction, up from 68% in August and 63% a year ago. Now, that same percentage says the economy is headed in the wrong direction, up from 62% in August and 61% in November of last year.
Yeah, and it's a situation where you just kind of wonder, who are the other percentages that are just, knuckleheads that still want it to be maintained by the woke left? I mean, it's you look at it and you just really wonder, like, who's really that married to that decision? And maybe they're believing the lies that, the illegitimate president's telling them about, we've got a strong as hell economy, or inflation's a worldwide issue, not just us, and the causes of everything. It's interesting. But, yeah, they've kind of dug themselves into a hole, and, we need some common sense conservatives to get back to the roots of this country and to keep us, prosperous. Drill, like you said on my show, drill, baby, drill. We need to make oil, popular in America again.
Well, here's the thing. Our governors, every one of them, can exercise the 10th Amendment, and they can drill tomorrow. They could build a refinery tomorrow. And the federal government can't do anything about it, because it becomes a state's rights issue. Hey, our state needs this. Here's why we did it. Sue me.
Oh, wow. Well, that's pretty cool. I wonder why they're not doing that.
Probably because it's too close to an election and they don't want to upset anybody, but they can do it. And by the way, here's something else. How is it Uber can lose $1.2 billion again and still be in business?
Because they're using other people's vehicles. They don't really have anything invested except for the infrastructure of the technology, would be my guess.
Well, let me just read you this, and then maybe we can discuss this a little bit, because I just don't get this this deal.
Yeah.
Ride-sharing giant Uber is continuing to have a rough time trying to turn a profit, with the company's third quarter earnings revealing a net loss of $1.2 billion for the last 3 months, despite the revenues that continue to grow. Now, CNBC reported that Uber revealed a major third-quarter loss on Tuesday, but surprisingly beat analysts' estimates in the revenue. Now, that resulted in share increases by about 15% on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's interesting. It's an interesting business model because they're not using their own vehicles. They're using ordinary American citizens' vehicles. So that's, to me, that's the key here. And what they are using is the technology and, you know, the invention, so to speak, of ride share. It's interesting because they're just using someone else's vehicle. And, you know, then you got the insurances that has been a big thing as well. Some of the changes that they made to the laws, different states have different rules as well. But the insurances are probably another big cost. And, of course, with the rise of fuel, that's going to be a challenge for those entrepreneurs that are actually driving the folks around and serving as the modern-day taxi driver, again, utilizing their own vehicles. So that's my 10 cents on it.
Fuel just went up today, again, all across the country. It hasn't gone up here yet, but it has gone up around the country in different places. So that's not going to work very, very good. All right, now, Brandon, tell us how we can get a hold of you.
Yeah, you can reach me at 813-917-1894, online at consumerqb.com. 813-917-1894, consumerqb.com.
And you'll help out anybody regardless where they're at or try to send somebody to help them, put them in touch with somebody, right?
We'll put you in touch with one of our 50 different show partners and also across the country through our Keller Williams network of great real estate agents across the world.
All right, my friend, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you very much.
My pleasure, brother. Take care.
I will, and you too. I'll see you later. Okay, Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, and you'll want to get a hold of him as best you can. Okay, because he's a busy guy, but you leave a message and he'll take care of you. All right, let's see what we got here.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen across America, listening coast to coast. Here we go. The bottom line is this. Have you voted? Have you voted in person, not mailed it in? Okay. Have you voted in person and taken your ballot with your valid ID? Okay. Good to see the Supreme Court in Philadelphia, in Pennsylvania say something. That's not going to stop the people from cheating in Philly. Okay. No sensible American. Nobody. White, black, Asian, Puerto Rican, Sicilian should vote for Democrats. The Democrats are a disaster, okay? Donald Trump, he should have said everyone in America should be voting for Republicans. Save the country. Let's get to work. God bless the people.
Okay. That's another great day in the neighborhood. And I'll see you tonight. And don't forget, tomorrow I'll be down in Bradenton, Mixon's Fruit Farm. Have lunch for the captain at Mixon's Ghostside Cafe.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.